relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Did you see the photographs from Mar-a-Lago? Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. She took a leaf out of AOC's book, and she had a dress on that said, "Let's go, Brandon." Yes, indeed. I think it just melted the internet over the weekend. There she is with our buddy. Yes, indeed. What a fabulous Jesse Jane Duff. What a fabulous photograph along with Lauren Boebert. "Let's go, Brandon" dress there with the incredible duo, a silk, diamond and silk. Have you got your "Let's go, Brandon" gear? Easiest thing, just go to SebGorkaStore.com. Not only t-shirts, hats, I think it's the new MAGA hat. You can get yard signs. Yes, indeed. The "Let's Go Brandon" yard sign. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. Send the left a message. He has served across government fighting for the truth, not only as chief investigator and national security advisor to the House Intelligence Committee under Devin Nunes. He ended up as chief of staff for the Defense Department. And we are honored to have him here on America First. Kash Patel, welcome back to Salem Radio.
Seb, it's great to be with you guys. I'm so happy that you are continuing to hammer on the truth in Russiagate.
That's why we're here every single day for 3 hours, as well as our Newsmax show on Sundays. Kash, I'm going to run by you. The reaction I got just a few days ago from Joe DiGenova. A lot of us have lost hope with John Durham. They say, yeah, it's 2 years later. I get that COVID slowed him down. But talk to Joe, who's a former special counsel himself, former U.S. Washington attorney, U.S. attorney for D.C. He said these indictments, the level of detail in these indictments, especially the most recent one of Danchenko, speak to a very serious individual who's going to get to the bottom of it. You've been there. You uncovered the Russia hoax for the House. What's your reaction to the recent developments on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, look, I think that John Durham is spot on track. As a former federal prosecutor, too, who brought these types of large-scale fraud conspiracy cases, I spent 3, 4, 5 years sometimes working up a case, and John Durham is working on the biggest scandal in United States presidential history. And in 2 years, he's got 3 indictments. And the other thing about these indictments, he's connected the DNC to the corruption at the FBI, to the corruption of their lawyers, to now directly corrupting or exposing the fraudulent nature of Christopher Steele and his source. And normally these indictments are about 2, 3, 4, 5 pages long. 40-page indictment issued on the latest go-round because John Durham is speaking to the public. It's the only way he's legally allowed to do so. And he's highlighting the Jake Sullivans of the world, the Charlie Dolans of the world, all these corrupt actors with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele and McCabe and Strzok and Page. It's all coming to light. So I think he's on the right path. I've said it before on my show, Cash's Corner, where I did a deep dive into the Durham saga. And I think he's only just getting started.
If we go with that scenario, that he is only getting started, the fact that these are 30, 40, 50-page indictments, what about the follow-through? Given what this city is like, given that 94% of D.C. voted for Hillary Clinton, I don't want to sound overly cynical, but is there a point at all in taking this to a court, Kash?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing about John Durham, and I remind you, like, he's not only bringing cases in D.C., he brought one of his cases in the Eastern District of Virginia, the Danchenko case. So he's smart enough to know where to establish venue where he's jurisdictionally savvy. But he's also the guy that, I have to remind people, this guy did the rendition investigations as a special counsel when all that happened under way back under Obama and Bush. So this guy really doesn't care about politics. And now that he's got three live indictments, they can't shut him down. So he's starting with the people that you start with when you build a large-scale conspiracy, the bottom. Or the guys that you know are so terrified of going to prison that they will flip on anyone and their mother. And that's who he selected. So I think he's off to a good start. And for now, I'm less concerned with D.C. juries and whatnot because the mountain of evidence this guy has issued in the indictments is stunning. And even a D.C. jury is going to be able to convict them.
Yeah, I spent time going back and forth on the last one, the Sussman indictment, and it truly, I have never seen an indictment like it. The level of detail that Durham acquired, internal emails, huge quotes about how they're trying to sell a lie, not only to the media, but to the American public, is stunning. We're talking to Kash Patel, host of Kash's Corner with the Epoch Times. Also, fightwithkash.com is his website. We're going to keep you for two segments. Last question in this segment, Kash. Somebody else made this criticism or this observation who also has a storied history in the judicial system, and that's, of course, Andy McCarthy. He said, the issue so far is that these indictments don't indict the swamp. They indict actors outside of the swamp. Even Sussman was former DOJ working for Perkins Coie. This Danchenko was working for a think tank, the left-wing Brookings Institution. But none of these indictments are indicting the people inside the administration, the FBI agents, supervisory special agents that took those false warrants to the FISA court. He said this speaks to some kind of restraint on behalf of Durham. Should I understand from your comments that he's just building his web of indictments?
Yeah, I mean, Andy McCabe, talk about someone who has absolutely no...
Sorry, not Andy McCabe. Sorry, I misspoke. Sorry, Andy McCarthy.
Oh, Andy McCarthy. Yeah. No, of course I know Andy. Look, I think the indictments, I disagree with Andy a little bit, is that basically these indictments are an indictment of the FBI's work. This is the corrupt information the FBI peddled to the FISA court, the Danchenko work, the Steele work, the Sussman work, the FBI lawyer lying to the FBI. That is an indictment of the FBI. He's a convicted felon now. And you can't indict everybody at once. But if you look at the breadth of documents and records that Durham is basing his indictments on, he's not getting 400,000 bank records to indict some middleman-level guy. He's building this case because he's going to turn them over in discovery, and he's going to say, we've got you dead to rights, and we know you work for Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and we know they are corrupt. And we also know that Fiona Hill had a part to play in this, and what exactly is her part? I'm sure John Durham's already put her in a grand jury. So, yeah, I think having built many of these federal indictments as a prosecutor, you got to start somewhere, especially when you're talking about a 30, 40, 50-person conspiracy.
Yeah. He's the author of the infamous Nunes memo, Kash Patel, ending up in the Trump administration, chief of staff for the Pentagon. Fightwithkash.com is his website. And don't forget to watch the incredible movie by Amanda Emilius, which stars Kash Patel, the story of the Russia hoax. It's The Plot Against the President, based upon the book by Lee Smith. That's The Plot Against the President, patpmovie.com. If you enjoy this show, if you want to make it possible in the future, please support those that make these radio programs real. People like the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that has sold 51 million, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. President Trump loves them. My whole team uses them. Use my code to get up to 66% off for more than 150 goods at MyPillow.com. Thanks to Mike Lindell. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow. .com promo code GORKA.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Insanity, sheer insanity. A year and a half of lockdowns, mandates, closing of businesses, and they're doubling down. They've passed that bill. The federal mandate for the vaccine kicks in today, January, for business owners. They've declared war on small business owners in America. People, companies that employ 60 million Americans. Let's join the fight to protect small businesses. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Volunteer to be one of their team of small business advocates. If you own a small business, if you work for a small business, if you want the lifeblood of America to be protected, join their advocacy program today. They'll train you up to be a voice for the heart of America. That's jobcreatorsnetwork.com, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. We'll go to your calls momentarily. There's only one line left open right now. People want to sound off. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But we have somebody on the line who has a big announcement to make today. He is known as the Megaphone Marine, Dr. Patriot Veteran. There's one line on his bio I love the best. When you take away choice, you take away the Republic. Dr. Cordy Williams, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me, Seb. It's an honor. It's an absolute honor, as always.
So tell me, what is it, a big day today? Is it your birthday? What's going on, Cordy?
Well, you know, today is the day that we take back the Republic and we take back those areas of this beautiful nation that folks in Palm Beach and consultants around the United States are saying that is impossible. But we're seeing through Virginia, we're seeing through New Jersey that what was once impossible is now possible. And I'm announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate because we're going to take on Alex Padilla and we're going to take on these ideologies that are counter-choice and counter the future of our kids, honestly.
Remind our millions of listeners which seat this is, why Padilla has this seat in California.
Well, he certainly didn't get elected by these Californians that are enjoying inflation and gas prices that are through the roof. When a certain lady that it might as well be a criminal and should have been thrown in jail a long time ago, Kamala Harris, went to Pennsylvania Avenue. However she got there, I don't really understand it. A lot of people don't as well.
What do you mean? Hang on, Cordy, stop it, stop. You mean you don't understand why a woman who got less than 2% in the Democrat primaries ends up one heartbeat away from the presidency? You're a learned man. You're a doctor. How can you not understand that logical progression from having an affair with a married man to becoming the vice president?
Well, it's the most amount of votes in history, right? In history,
oh, yes.
Yep. Of course.
Of course. Of course. A man who hid in his basement and a woman who got less than 2%. Okay, so let's go back to your original decision. So this is Kamala Harris's seat. We're super excited. Everybody support this man. Go to cordyforsenate.com. That's C-O-R-D-I-E, the number for Senate, cordyforsenate.com. He's a Marine. He's a truth teller. He's a fighter. But tell us why. And look, we can be smart now after the fact. Even I predicted McAuliffe was going to win in the Commonwealth. But the Virginia result is exactly the kind of reason, the kind of motivation that has made you decide to run for this seat in California. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Because here's the reality, Doc. The absolute reality of this whole situation is the biggest psyop in the world was ever saying this is about Trump or Biden. It's about red or blue. It's about what gender you are, what race you are, what spiritual preference you have. I voted for Trump. I vote for him again. That's my leader. And Jesus Christ is the guy I choose to follow. But when you push that aside and you say, what does red, white, and blue mean and what does it stand for? It transcends race. It transcends gender. It transcends political party. And this is about our kids and this is about their choice. And right now, there's no more squabble over politics, red and blue. This is about our kids. And we should be able to control what goes into their brains ideologically and what goes into their veins. And the moment government tries to overreach and take that, that's when we need to be highly concerned whether we have a republic or not.
Now, that's a very good line. What goes into their brains, what goes into their veins. There's a reason this guy is on a roll. Follow him on Twitter at Dr. Cordy W. That's D-R-C-O-R-D-I-E-W. Dr. Cordy W. Look, we have a lot of listeners in California. At least half of our calls, because it's lunchtime in California when we are from that formerly, you know, a state that was formerly a paradise not too long ago. What is your specific message, Dr. Williams, for the people of California and why they should support you?
Well, I've been a fighter all my life. I'm a guy that came from a mobile home, a trailer where we had to put hay bales around it to insulate the heat. And I've served as a servant my entire existence, whether it was my background in the Marine Corps as a chiropractor. We need servant leadership again. The Bible talks about that all throughout the Bible. We don't need takers. We don't need people, you know, political hacks that extort the state of California, that extort the national government. And that's what we have in Senate, and that's what we have in Congress right now. We need servant leadership. And I will fight for Californians. I will fight for a cost of living that's actually affordable. I will fight to get the defecation off the streets that's in places like San Francisco and people shooting up needles, because people are tired of the homelessness. They're tired of this cost of living that is soaring, and people want medical freedom. The parents know best for their kids. And that's the primary thing that we're really trying to get across. We're going to go into black neighborhoods and really do what Republicans haven't done for a long time. And we're going to actually have black initiatives to do black urban development. Guys like Keen Randall, a good friend of mine that has a great trade school, teaching kids that have been abandoned by their fathers, teaching black kids how to put on ties, how to cook for their mom. Like stuff that they can do, saying yes, sir, no, sir, things that they can do to better their lives so that they don't go into crime or they don't go to some path leading to gangs. And that's what we find with kids of all races that are abandoned by their dads in low-income areas. They end up going the other way. And here's a gentleman that has really got a foundational trade school that's leading that particular ethnicity towards just being a productive member of society. We're going to really support initiatives like that.
We could so change America for the better if we brought back the tradition of trade schools for all ethnicities, for all races. Get stuff built in America again. He's got my, I don't live in California, but he's got my metaphorical vote. And of course, he's a Marine, so you got to support him. Go right now, whether it's money, whether it's volunteering, go to cordyforsenate.com if you want to save California. That's CORDIE, the number for Senate.com. God bless you. We will be catching up with you regularly to know how it's going. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. What company is your phone tied to? Is your cell phone tied to one of the big cell phone companies? If so, why? They're not on your side. At the end of the month, they make massive millions of dollars worth of donations to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Switch today. Join the good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. They've got packages to fit every budget. And guess what? They have your values. They've already donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believed in, like the First Amendment, veterans, and our law enforcement officers. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. That's 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm so excited. Finally, we got the green light last week. Our trip to Israel that had to be canceled because of the Wu flu. It's back, the Stand With Israel tour. We've got the dates, November 2022, for 10 days with my buddy Dinesh D'Souza. We're going to travel to the Holy Land. If you're ready to get out to travel again, we've set it up, the trip of a lifetime. It will reinvigorate you. You'll see history. You'll see geopolitics. We'll see the sights that you've only heard of or seen through a TV screen. Join us today. If you've ever dreamt of visiting Israel. This is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. Call 855-565-5519 or book online standwithisraeltour.com. That number again, 855-565-5519. Or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Let's talk. It's Monday. We always resort to John Solomon to brighten our day. Why? Because he's a truth teller, the founder of justthenews.com, investigative reporter extraordinaire. We're going to talk about two big issues today. John, welcome. Let me just play a cut that goes straight to the first story from your website. This is, of course, the current chief of staff of the Biden administration, Ron Klain, cut six.
I'm quite confident that when this finally gets fully adjudicated, not just a temporary order,
right,
the validity of this requirement will be upheld. It's common all sense, right, Chuck. If OSHA can tell people to wear a hard hat on the job,
right,
to be careful on chemicals, it can put in place these simple measures to keep our workers safe.
Little problem there, John. The hard hat is for when you're working and you get to take it off when you go home and it's not injected into your body. We have the piece we're posting right now on our Facebook and Twitter pages from justinnews.com. Matt, have we ever seen anything of the like? 27 states, including three run by Democrat governors, have brought suits against the Biden OSHA regulation. Is this going to stand? What's your expectation?
You know, it's rare to see 27 states in 4 days. I mean, it's hard to remember. It was only last Thursday that OSHA promulgated this regulation, and already more than half the states in America have rushed to sue. You have a major lawsuit by one of the largest business lobbies in America, Job Creators Network. All of them are making the same argument, which is this is an unconstitutional overreach by OSHA. OSHA is supposed to govern what happens at the workplace, not what happens in your home or with your doctor, with other things. And so the first court to take a look at this, the Fifth Circuit of Appeals, Court of Appeals in Texas, said there are such grave constitutional issues here. It ordered an injunction. Sunday, the Job Creators Network asked the Eighth Circuit to make that injunction nationwide, freeze it nationwide. That's a clue that these courts see the same issues,
yes,
as the states. Not a good sign for the Biden administration.
No, that injunction is very, very telling. Let me, I'm not a lawyer, but you know, you follow these issues so closely. This is my read on how quickly this can fall, not just the numbers of states and the injunction to hold it from the federal court, but number one, as you said, OSHA has nothing to do with medical policy in my private life.
Right.
Zero, number one. It's about safety in the workplace. Secondly, according to the law enforcement articles of the U.S. Constitution, this kind of mandate that has to be enforced cannot be done by federal authorities. That enforcement of mandates falls to the states when it comes to health regulations. And then lastly, this concept of HIPAA law. My medical status, whether I have been vaccinated or not, is confidential by federal law. And trying to make businesses enforcers of federal writ likewise is unconstitutional. Am I missing anything here, John?
Those are the key elements. And you can see the courts instantly see the federalism issue here. This is a state's issue. And I think that's why the lawsuits brought by these 27 states are likely to get a very serious airing all the way to the Supreme Court. I think this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and you know, we'll see where the arguments fall. But the early signs are not good for the Biden administration. Even though we've seen the courts allow other vaccine mandates in other places, a federal vaccine mandate hitting the private workforce, I think, is the one that's going to trigger the most interest in the Roberts Supreme Court.
It's Kansas, Kentucky, and Louisiana are the three Democrat governors who've joined this case, which by itself is quite, quite remarkable. This is, of course, an OSHA regulation. It's fascinating. People forget this. None of the so-called mandates, none of them in the last year and a half relating to the Chinese flu, none of them are laws. None of them have come through the House.
Executive orders.
They're all executive orders. And some of them are just recommendations, regulations that, of course, have no standing when it comes to the constitutionality. But at least we have three Democrat governors on board. Got to make this comment, John. First things first, guys, bookmark justthenews.com. Follow John J. Solomon Reports on Twitter. If you look at the last election, are we worried that the Supreme Court will treat this like another hot potato as they did with the Texas plus 17 with regards to election fraud? Or is this just too big for them to say no to?
You know, it's interesting. The court has been very unpredictable and interesting in the last 12 to 15 months. I think the case in the election law was they didn't want to adjudicate an election after the fact, and that if some of the issues that came up before the election, they may have been more willing to intervene. Here, someone's intervening before this mandate takes place, and I think it's going to come down to a very important technicality. Whose authority is it to enforce a mandate?
Yeah.
And I think you're right, as we know from the prior rulings of the Supreme Court, that deference usually is given to the state unless the federal government can point to some law that gave it or trumped that authority. And here you have an executive order that's not the holding of law. I think it's going to be very interesting to watch. I think the Fifth Circuit is a good bellwether for how the 5-4 majority in the conservative side thinks. The Fifth Circuit and the 5-4 majority, I'm not counting Roberts in that group.
Yes.
It seems to be a lot of times in lockstep. Roberts swings both ways. Sometimes he's with the liberals. Sometimes he's with the conservatives. But it's going to be very interesting. It may be not an order, a decision against mandates as it is. It's not the government's federal government's mandate to make. I think that's what this case may turn on.
Yeah. And given the fact that we've got 27 states, if they throw this down to the state level, then there'll be at least 27 states. Well, they say, no, you're not going to force enforcement onto business owners. I mean, just the idea that, you know, a 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid is going to have to enforce, you know, your nullification of HIPAA protections of medical information, it's insanity. Go to justthenews.com, bookmark it today, and don't forget that this is what we're going to discuss next. John is co-author of a fascinating work. It's Fallout: Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. We'll discuss the latest arrest and indictments, as well as the comments that were made at the top of the show by Kash Patel, who had something very interesting to say about the length of those indictments. We'll be back with John Solomon here on America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Don't touch that dial.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Guys, you're going to come with me to Israel next November. We got the green light. Finally, we can do the trip we were supposed to do last month. Please join me. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime with me and Dinesh D'Souza. Stand with IsraelTour.com, November 30th to December 9th next year. Register today. We're going to have a lot of fun. Stand with IsraelTour.com. Right now, it's back to the breaking news, the arrest, the indictments, with a man who knows more than most about all of this. Started the show with Kash Patel. Now it's John Solomon. He's the head, the founder of JustTheNews.com. Quick cut I want to play for you. You were on with on the same show on Fox on the weekend with John Ratcliffe, former director of National Intelligence, who said something very interesting about the John Durham investigation.
I sure did.
Many of the documents that John Durham is using are documents that I gave him. So I declassified the documents that we've talked about, but I gave John Durham over 1,000 other documents that have not yet been declassified that I know include intelligence that goes specifically to this criminal activity that would be the basis for further indictments. And, you know, again, what happened with the Steele dossier, a grand jury is saying was criminal in nature. And I expect that all of the folks that are involved with creating it and peddling it falsely would be in jeopardy. And I know that that's what John Durham is looking at. And as I talked about, you know, this goes to the highest levels of our government in the government agencies involved.
More than 1,000 documents, classified documents given to John Durham by the Director of National Intelligence that take the case, take the collusion all the way to the highest levels of American government. Right. John, walk us through. This is sometimes so hard for those outside to track.
It is.
Talk to us about the timeline, especially with regards to the Bureau.
Yeah, so there are really two buckets, right? The first bucket is Hillary Clinton pulled off a horrific political dirty trick to make Donald Trump look like he was a Russian spy or a Russian asset when he wasn't. The second part is the FBI taking that information and forwarding it through a lengthy two and a half year criminal investigation when its own rules said stop. There were many moments. I'm going to walk you through it. So the first time Christopher Steele walks in the dossier, it's July 5th, 2016, the same day James Comey illegally exonerates Hillary Clinton in the email case, Christopher Steele on that same day walks in and says, I've got this dirt on Donald Trump. He goes to the London FBI office where one of his former handlers are, and they don't act on it. They decide it's not actionable intelligence. That causes Christopher Steele to go to his buddy, Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr, at the end of July, goes and...
Who's at the FBI? Bruce Orr's at the FBI.
Justice Department. He's at the Justice Department, and he walks it over to his friend at the FBI, who just happens to be the deputy director himself, and he says, hey, Christopher Steele has this information, but three warnings. He works for Hillary Clinton. He has a tremendous anti-bias or bias against Donald Trump. And almost none of his stuff is corroborated. It's all raw. Three things that should have been red flags for the FBI to stop. Probably the reason why the London office didn't act on it. A month goes by. They gin all this up. They start four different investigations on Trump people. And in early September, the CIA sends a rocket over to the FBI. It should have sent off all sorts of alarm bells. CIA says, dear FBI, we want you to know that we have intercepted information indicating that Hillary Clinton has authorized an operation to make Donald Trump look like a Russian asset to take the attention away from her email scandal. It looks to be contrived, may even include some Russian disinformation. They don't stop. In October, the CIA says, hey, the guy you're looking at, Carter Page, he's one of ours. He's a CIA guy. They don't stop. November, December, the FBI analysts in the intelligence division analyze every sentence of the dossier and it's determined 90% of it's either uncorroboratable internet rumor garbage or been debunked or Russian disinformation. They don't stop. Every step of the way, this case should have never gotten to January of 2017. Every procedure in the FBI would have told a regular FBI person, stop, this is a bogus case, don't go there. I think the FBI has more to lose in the next round of John Durham's investigation than even Hillary Clinton's inner circle.
Well, it's strange. James Comey blocked me on Twitter, and he's been very, very quiet of late. We've only got a few seconds left, John. I got to ask you a very simple question. Yep. Does John Solomon feel vindicated now?
Listen, I never felt that under attack. I just followed by the facts, and I feel good about it. I'll tell you who has been vindicated. Devin Nunes.
Yes.
Terribly pasted, and it turns out everything he told the American public in 1718 turns out to have been true.
Well, you're being far too modest. They came after you for one reason or one reason alone, because you didn't give up and because you tell the truth. That's why you got to follow this man. J. Solomon Reports. You've got to bookmark justthenews.com, and you've got to get his book, Fallout. God bless you, John. So much more to discuss. We'll get you back. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that ridden in my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, and that's more than 2.5 years ago, and I'm still pain-free. Find out for yourself why people like Reggie from Florida are taking it every single day like I am. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. It costs $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing, except maybe liberated from your pain. Call today, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.